Eagles insider Dave Spadaro here at the NFL's annual meeting with ESPN's Sal Palantoni. We haven't talked to you for a while, Sal. You're part of the celebration in Philadelphia. How will you describe everything that's happened since February 4th?
It's surreal. It's still sinking in. You know, everywhere that I go, and I travel all around the area in Philadelphia, Morristown, Philadelphia, to the airport, I run into Eagles fans all the time, and they usually just go like this to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just a silent sign of relief and joy, right, that is shared amongst people in the area. And it's wonderful. I still get goosebumps about it. I honestly really do.
I think a lot of people do. It's a life-changing experience. Yes. For everyone in the region and everyone who loves the Eagles.
Absolutely, life-changing. You know, just for me and my family. You know, 25 years of covering the team, a lot of sacrifices by them. I was on the road, and now my wife and kids can say, okay, Dad, it's time to come home. Yeah. The Eagles have won a championship. Yeah. And I always tell them, listen, we got to at least go through the championship season, after the championship season, to enjoy it.
So the Eagles have turned the page, and very aggressively, with what they've done in free agency. Your reaction to how the Eagles have gone about their business?
Well, I like the addition of Mike Wallace, for sure. A guy who can take the top off the defense. I think the addition of Michael Bennett, we'll see how things work out in Houston, but the addition of Michael Bennett and Haloti Ngata make this defensive line formidable again. No question about it. I like the new corner. I like the new linebacker. I think the team, if Jason Peters comes back at full strength, it's like getting him back at the left tackle position. So I'm excited about the season. I think the team should be excited about the season. I think the organization. And when you look around the NFC East, David, right, because you have to play within your division first. They changed the quarterback in Washington. You know, Dez Bryant, who knows what they're going to do with them. They haven't made any moves in Dallas, really, to speak of. And the Giants were 3-13 last year, and they have to figure out what they're going to do with Odell Beckham Jr., who has just turned into a major distraction.
On the other hand, there's been no repeat winner in the division since the Eagles in 2003, 2004. You never know what's going to happen in the NFC East.
You don't. It's a dog-eat-dog division, and that span of no repeat winner is the longest of any division in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So it's not like any other division that we have in pro football. And it's because these teams are close to one another geographically. They know one another so well. They've played each other for so long. And, you know, the fan bases are very similar. You know, so there's a lot of similarities between the two of them. But I think if Nick Foles is on the roster in September, the Eagles will win the division. And I just talked to Doug Peterson. And he told me Nick Foles will be on the roster in September.
Okay, so there you go. Sal, the Eagles, Carson Wentz, obviously that's one question. What are the questions you have about this team as you look ahead to 2018?
I think the number one question has to be the health of and the performance of the secondary. I think the defensive line is going to be fine. I want to see what the configuration at corner is going to be. I want to, you know, that season took a lot out of Malcolm Jenkins, and he's not a young player. I think the world of Malcolm Jenkins. If anybody's going to be prepared physically and mentally to come back, it's going to be him. Still, I want to see how he performs in a season after a championship season like that. It's not a concern, but it's something I think that has to be watched. I think the other thing is tight end position. Tight end is so important to this team. And right now, you really only have one productive tight end.
That's not bad, Sal. Health of the quarterback, safety, how it works out at cornerback, and then you've got a Pro Bowl tight end and what's behind him. As you head into the offseason here, that's a very short laundry list.
It is, you know, and, you know, the thing is that the Packers will get Aaron Rodgers back. So, you know, remember that the Eagles went through most of the season without having to worry about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. But now he'll be back. So I think that that's a significant addition within the NFC that will give the Eagles significant competition. But other than that, I'm looking at the NFC West. I don't think the Seahawks are going to be much better than they were last year, if at all. I think San Francisco is a great unknown. What they did with Garoppolo at the end of the season is like a slugger hitting home runs in September when the team's out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very similar. So we don't really know what we have with San Francisco. I think the Rams are the one team that you watch. a little bit, but not probably until the postseason are they going to be a major issue. And we just went through the NFC East. So I think the Eagles are in a great position to contend again for the NFC title. I really do.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN, thank you so much. From the NFL's annual meeting in Orlando.